This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah and His blessings on this 20th night of Jumad al-Ula 1447 in South Africa, as well as other parts of the world, which Mufti Saab will tell us a little later in the program. A very warm welcome to the esteemed listener, Markaz Saba, online voice of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, simulcast on Sirius FM in the East Rand, as well as on Radio Al-Ansar. Well, the Islamic economic indicator, the Zakat Nisab, is 16,000 rand. The Mahar of Fatimi is 42,000 rand. The minimum mahar for those following the Hanafi Mazhab is 800 rand. Those following the Maliki Mazhab is 250 rand. And the Shafi'is and the Hanbalis, there is no minimum amount for the mahar. Well, once again, if you're within the boundaries of South Africa, do remember for your questions via WhatsApp, it's 084-786-3132. If you're out of South Africa, it is +27 84 786 3132. Mufti Saab's email is akhussain@gmail.com. The Twitter is @akhussain, and the website is muftiakhussain.net, markazsahaba.com, as well as daruliman.co.za. With that, we take this opportunity to welcome our esteemed Mufti Saab, the directors, sound engineers, and the esteemed listeners that have tuned into this evening's program on the various channels to the Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and jazakallah khairan for joining us this evening.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum afizwadi, jazakallahu khairan. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Tonight is the 20th of Jumad al-Ula 1447 in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa, and 99% of the cities and countries of the world. These are the headlines from different parts of the world. Haaretz newspaper: living in Israel's closed military zone, that's in red. Hundreds of Palestinians haven't received a permit to stay in their homes. That is Amira Hess. She also writes very good. Now imagine to stay in your own home, you need a permit. That is the swines and pigs, remember. These monkeys and donkeys and dogs. That is, they treat the Palestinians 100 times worse than apartheid South Africa did to us non-whites in the height of apartheid. Israel, US to coordinate decision on Gaza, spokesperson says. They can do nothing, remember that. Allah Jalla Wala is humiliating America. Israel, they're the biggest terrorists on earth, we know that. Israeli drones reported over Beirut suburb amid IDF strikes across Lebanon. They can strike Lebanon, they can strike Syria, they can strike Palestine, and everybody must just say yes. They are the biggest terrorists, haramis. Police arrest Tel Aviv resident on suspicion of carrying out missions for Iran. Listen to this harami and terrorist and murderer. Ben Gvir, judges will have no discretion on death penalty for terrorists. Terrorists means Palestinians. Netanyahu and Kushner meet in Israel, talk disarming Hamas, demilitarizing Gaza. Inshallah, it will never happen. They can go to hell. This Kushner got nothing to do, but because he is Trump's son-in-law, he's got a big fat mouth. If they put a bullet through him, the Palestinians will get a lot of thawab also, inshallah. Trump's a host, you see, Al-Sharah, that is the Julani, not a shaitan, you must remember if you ask me. So they want a military base there, America, and they will tell him that he must have their join the Abrahamic Accord and so forth and so on. See this one. This is Yul Gozansky, another Jutla. Israel could be left out as the Americans and Saudis get closer. You see that? And that's why MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, is going there. So you must remember, on the 18th, he will be in the White House to meet his Ustad. You see, one Khabis and another Khabis, both Shaitans and Haramis. And you must tell him, I said so. Losing the Republican base, Israel posed millions to target evangelicals and churchgoers. Now they want to have a spin-off that Israel must be known as a good country. You can't be known as a good country when you are the murderers, you are the terrorists, and you are the cursed nation and the scum on this earth, remember that, and you are guilty of genocide and so forth. So therefore Allah humiliated all of you, APEC and all the Jutlas, who put in money against Mamdani and so forth. There's a question they got here. David Rosenberg, why did so many Jews vote for Mamdani? All this is here, remember, in the Haaretz newspaper. Let's come here, you must remember, towards the editorial and see what they got here now in our Haaretz newspaper. When I say our, it means the Jutla's paper, right? Haaretz editorial, West Bank violence isn't friction, but one-sided settler pogroms against Palestinians, 100%. Pogroms means that they go and burn their cars, burn their houses, steal their land, steal their olive harvest and so forth. So that is what it is. All one-sided. But they'll say the Palestinians are terrorists when these haramis are the biggest terrorists and murderers. Forcibly disarming Hamas will be a disaster. There's it there. But peacekeeping experts have an alternative. You see that? So they will have more people to die, and we will send more of them to hell, Harami Jutlas. Ben Gvir is Israel's minister of sadism. You see that? He's a sadist, meaning he just wants to kill and murder Palestinians. That is what is in their DNA. He's a cursed nation. And then Kahani's memorial reminds us of the sins of the past and future. So the Attorney General must investigate Netanyahu's poison machine before it's too late. Knesset said to hold their vote for death penalty for terrorist bill, already faction to oppose it. You see that? So they already got big problems among themselves and so forth. Okay, there, if you know India, you must remember that there in India, opposite the Lal Qila, that Lal Qila is the Red Fort. This is one of the iconic sites there in Delhi, the capital of India. They say that a car was going, you must remember, slowly, and a bomb exploded. 8 people died and 20 plus people are injured. This happened 7 o'clock, remember, Delhi time. So meaning that 7 o'clock there, so by us was up past 3:30, because they 3.5 hours ahead of us. Pakistan is 3 hours ahead and India is 3.5 hours ahead. So anyway, our time this afternoon, who is responsible, what happened? So all that details are a bit sketchy still, so by tonight we will come to know all that. New York Times reports, very good this is for us. Iran is working 24 hours and producing bombs and missiles and everything. You see that? They say if war breaks out between us, Iranians, and Israel, first day we will put 2,000 missiles straight into Tel Aviv and Israel. Not like 500 missiles we put in there in 12 days. We will put 2,000 missiles. Very good. Every Muslim country, Arab country should do that. Shia, the Pakka, Kafir, non-Muslim, but on this issue we agree with Iran, remember that. So they should be the ones that they must prepare themselves. Why let these Americans and them? Now the blocks are being made. One side China, Russia, Iran, you see, all of them are one side like. And on the other side is America and, you see, this Israel and this Arab tanpod, the regimes and so forth and so on. So if I'm a politician and if I'm a president, prime minister, I would rather trust Russia and China compared to Israel and America and so forth. And then you get the guys in between, like Turkey and them. They want to play the double game, you see, India, Turkey, all of them. So that's how they play the game and so forth. So may Almighty Allah decimate, destroy America, that after 40 days they reach a stopgap measure, and now that is only till end of January. Why? Because if you know anything of America and their culture, that Thanksgiving Day is on 27th of November, it is a Thursday. And then obviously that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, big holiday, and then December time. I've been to America twice. The second time I went, I just landed there. First time we landed New York, St. JFK. Second time we landed there, Dallas Airport, that is in Washington. So from there, I had to go 1 hour, you know, and that is Maryland and Hagerstown. So then Wajid Bhai came to fetch me. So then I asked him, why all the people celebrate? He said, no, tomorrow or 2 days' time is Thanksgiving. So I didn't even know what is that. So anyways, I considered like a big holiday. So the whole end of November, December is like a carnival atmosphere there. So they don't want people to miss their planes and this and all these things there. The airlines will go bankrupt also. So it's just a stopgap measure there and so forth. South Africa preparing for G20. But you know South Africa, majority of the people, bunch of crooks from the top to the bottom. So they even stole the signs and everything of the G20 and whatever day in Nasrec. That is our beloved country, South Africa. ANC, African National Chores, crooks and corrupted and corruption and cronyism. So that is the khulasa and the summary of it. Come off his wadi, let's fire up, inshallah.
Allah khairan for that, Mufti Sahib. Mufti Sahib, taking a funeral and burial policy, is this permissible?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We invite any person, non-Muslim, to come and see. We will give them a demonstration that when a Muslim person passes away, what do we do? ABC person passes away now, Muslim. So what do? We will give them a ghusl, we will bathe them. Thereafter, we will enshroud them. For the male, it is 3 pieces, white pieces of calico, cheap material, nothing expensive. For the female, it is 5 pieces, you understood? So the extra will be that for the bosom and then for the hair and that on the head. So that's the 2 extra pieces. And thereafter, we have the funeral prayer and then the burial. There's no coffin, there's no all those things, must go in a limousine and all those things there. And there's no such thing, we must slaughter a cow and animals or what have you. So the whole thing of Islam is based on simplicity, that every person must be able to afford it. And if that person, that family cannot afford it, you can't give zakat to the deceased, but you can give zakat to that deceased person's family. So you tell them, okay, take this money, you have to pay for the hearse, you have to pay for the grave and so forth. That's if they are in dire straits. For us as Muslims to take out a funeral policy, burial policy, life policy, all this absolutely haram. And the niyat also changes the intention and motive. In mansa duat as anal mansa bruat. You know, there are things that are shocking, shocking things. Here in our Lanesia, one person, I know the family, that the son killed the father, you know, and this type of things here. So I didn't know what was the motive. Was it life insurance or what? So in a day in Pretoria also it happened, you see. I'm speaking of Muslims, you must remember that. Then we see now this happened the past 3-4 days. Either the boys' party was in South Africa and the girls' party was in Medina or vice versa. So then the nikah was performed. You see that? Whoever performed it, Allah knows. I don't know. And then after 4 or 5 hours, the boy girl had a big argument, husband wife, and the husband divorced her. So why all this happens? Because we just want to show off. Man samma asamma Allahu bihi, hadith in Musnad Ahmad. When you want to do actions just to impress and show off, then Allah will disgrace you in this world. What need there was for you to go Medina to perform nikah and all these things here? You just want to show off, that's all. So the question they posed to me was that now they never met, they never slept together, there was no khalwa, there was no privacy. Is there iddat on that lady who was divorced after a few hours, one party in Medina, 1 year in South Africa? I said, there's no iddat. That's what Quran says in a case like that. فَمَا لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ عِدَّةٍ تَعْتَدُّونَهَا. So there will be no iddat in a case like that. But why I'm highlighting this incident to show you how we, the Muslim Ummah, are now imploding, you see that? How we are going into the negative rather into the positive. Wallahul Musta'an, Allah have mercy on us.
Many companies are having the end of the year get-togethers, and there are places that may be halal friendly, halal certified, but there are bars there. Is it permissible to attend these particular events?
Remember, during the ending of November, mid-November, December is the joy time to have a party. Those of you overseas, you don't understand joy, J-O-L, you see that? That's an Afrikaans word, you see, actually, on kind of joel mark, you see that? You're going to have a big party. The wine, dine, and swine will be there, you see that? Everything available. And then the women also available. The men are also available. Many times it goes to that as well. Allah forbid, you must remember that. So what does Almighty Allah say? The alcohol is there, the bar is there, the pub is there. Call it whatever you want to. Chapter number 5, Surah Ma'idah, verses 90 and 91. Chapter 5, verses 90-91. Ma, there in Durban, this is the beginning of the 7th Supara. You see that at the second page. So Allah Ta'ala states, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, innamal khamru wal maysiru wal ansabu wal azlamu ritsum min amali shaytani fajtanibuhu la'allakum tuflihun. Hey iman walo, oh you believe, remember this khamr, alcohol, intoxicants, drugs, wal maysir, gambling, wal ansab, the altars where they to place their idols, and then sacrifice and slaughter the animals, wal azlam, and the casting of the lots, you see, they take out from the quiver, do this, and all these things. Rich soon, it is napak, impure, shaitani activities. The handiwork of Satan, min amali shaitan, fajtanibu, you must abstain from it. La'allakum tuflihun, so that you are successful. And Allah Ta'ala says that this alcohol and this gambling, it will cause you more and more friction, fragmentation, disunity. وَيَسُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ السَّلَاةِ. It will prevent you from the remembrance of Allah and from namaz and salat and prayer. Allah is posing a question to you, O Muslim, فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. Will you abstain and refrain now? When these verses were revealed, chapter 5, verses 19-91, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu had a loud voice, and Sahaba shouted, Intahina, Intahina, finish, finish, we will never ever touch alcohol, wine, swine, dine, anything again in future, you see that? So remember, this is Islam. Now bring al-fiqhul waqi. Let's bring a scenario now. You working for ABC, the managing director, CEO says that all of you this week, Thursday night, Friday night, we're having a jol, a party, end of the year party. You see that? You all did very well, so we want to give you. For you Muslims, don't worry that we got halal food for you one side. The bar and the alcohol will be on the other side. So no problem, we solve your problem. It's absolutely haram for you to participate in there, and you must give them the reasons. You must tell them Surah 5, verses 19-91. You must tell them Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu's authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir. When you believe in Allah Jalla wala, you believe in the last day, meaning you believe in all the articles of faith, then fala yajlis ala ma'idatin tudaru alil khamr. You can't be sitting in a place where alcohol is being served. Now in the plane and all that, we can't help it. We can't go sit on the wing or somewhere, you know that. So there they serve alcohol and that. But even they got sense, you know. Twice already it happened to me. Whilst I'm traveling locally or internationally, that steward, that air hostess, call whatever you want to. They say, please, we apologize. We know you don't like this, but it's our duty. I say, you can use your duty. Don't just make sure you don't mess any drop on me as well. See, even they got that. When they look at our dress, they look at our attire, they look at our beard, our hat, they know this is a Muslim. And Muslims, we abhor and we detest and we hate every drop of alcohol. Ma askara kathiruhu faqaliluhu haram. Open Mishkat Sharif. What intoxicates in large quantities, the minutest quantity also is haram. So now you want to fool yourself. You want to please your boss, you want to please the CEO, but you don't want to please Allah Jalla Wala. You don't want to please Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But Quran says, chapter 9, verse 62, your aim in life and objective in life, Wallahu wa Rasuluhu ahaqqu ayyurduhu in kanu mu'mineen. If you have true Iman, then your aim will be to please Allah Jalla Wala, to please Mustafa, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Prophet of Islam. Even though people are upset and so forth, they can fly a kite, we don't have to worry about them. So that is our Islam. Not permissible, all these things here. Yeah? Absolutely haram, all the music, all the intermingling, all the alcohol, and that halal certificate, somebody sent me now, the halal, world halal organizations will be coming to South Africa and it'll be hosted here at Nasrec or wherever Allah knows. So I told you 100 times and maybe 1,000 times. Personally, I don't have any confidence in any halal organization in South Africa or in the world. One illat and mushtaraka, one binding factor is all of them are scholars for dollars and they will look for loopholes to make haram things halal. 300,000 chicken per day they slaughtering and you're coming to tell me on every chicken and then they are reading Bismillah. So even if you've got 30 slaughterers there, so 10,000 they have to slaughter per person. You mean to tell me that guy is reading 10,000 times Bismillah, Bismillah? He should be a waliullah already that time. What happens when he coughs, when he sneezes, when all these things happen there? Dead chickens are just moving, you must remember that. Don't fool the public because they know the masses also love the haram, majority of them. So therefore, all these things, we're fooling ourselves with Sharia compliant and halal logos and all this. Use your common sense at least.
Isab, are there any virtues in passing away on a Monday?
Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Habibullah. The most beloved, the most precious to all, mighty Allah Jalla Wala. The Master alayhi salatu salam, the last Thursday night after Maghrib. Hadith Bukhari Sharif told Azwaji Mutahharat, Mother Aisha radiallahu anha and them, Muru Aba Bakrin fal yuswalli bin nas. Tell Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, he must make the imamat for the people. Thursday night Isha, he made imamat. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Maghrib. But Isha, Sayyidina Abu Bakr made. Friday, all 5 salats, Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Saturday, all 5 salats, Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Sunday, the all 5 salats, Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Monday morning, the curtain opened. The Sahaba saw the Wajh-e Anwar, the Chehra-e Anwar, the Mubarak countenance of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were elated and delighted, and they thought that the Master alayhi salatu wasalam recovered and will emerge from the Hujra Mubarakah and come to the Masjid. But he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rahmatul alameen, was happy. Siddiq Akbar is on my musalla. Thani asnain kafir shias. Thani asnain. He is Thani asnain when they made Hijrah. He is Thani asnain when they built Masjid Quba and Masjid Nabawi. He is Thani asnain on the musalla. Thani asnain, chapter 99, verse 40. Chapter 9, verse 40. The second of the two. He is the title that for Siddiq Akbar. And today also he is Thani asnain. Parid right next to the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So then the parda fell down, and that was the last time they saw Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam alive. Then in the morning, in the Hadith kitab, certain day duha, so 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, around that time exactly we don't know, but around that time, so the Master alayhi salatu salam passes away. Ilal rafiq al a'la. Manjo pejo armanvo. My father passed away Ramadan, second night of Ramadan, while the Isha Azan was going. But he told me a few things before that, you see. So we say, manjo pejo arman. But what are our father, mother, ordinary people, nothing special also. This is Mustafa, rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what did he say? As-salah, as-salah. That make sure you perform your salat, safaran wa hadara, whether you're at home or you're traveling on time. And then, wa ma malakat aymanukum, over whom you have authority, your wife, your children, your students, your employees, fulfill their rights. And then, akhrijul yahud wa nasara min jaziratil arab, expel the Jews and Christians. You see the Arab tanpot dictators, Saudis, Emiratis, Bahrain, and all these countries in. So UAE and Egypt, Jordan, all they invite more and more. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, kick them out. But they invited. You tell me the Muslims, the pakka murtad haramis, that's what they are. This was the farewell advice. Then the master alayhi salam passes away at the age of 63. You see that? So you must remember 12th Rabiul Awwal, 11th year of the Hijrah. Siddiq Akbar wants everything to imitate the master alayhi salatu salam. Chapter 3 verse 31. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah. Yeah, if you really love Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, fattabi'uni, then follow me immaculately. Yuhbibukumullah, you become the beloved of Allah Jalla wa'ala. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. You see that? So therefore, Siddiq Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anh, used to make dua. Ya Allah, give me death on a Monday. Imam Bukhari rahimullah brought the Tarjamatul Baba heading on that, Babul Maut Yawm al-Ithnain, to pass away on a Monday. So for us as Muslims, we believe Friday, Monday are the best days to pass away, provided that he or she passes away with true Iman and true Islam. Story time quickly, half a minute we take. They asked one Maulana, he passed away, I won't take his name. So they said, Maulana, that gangster there, he's not even a Muslim, but he died on, you must remember that, on the 27th night. What you say? So I don't know that Maulana hit a sharpshoot one or what. You see, he was a sharpshooter, there's no doubt about him. I knew him well. He said, you don't know? That guy asked him, what, Maulana? He said, Elvis Presley also died on 27th night. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. I know he died Ramadan. But all that, pakka kafir, he was straight to Jahannam. So remember that, shirt condition prerequisite is Iman and Islam. So that is what we must understand.
Barakallahu khairan to Mufti Sahib. Time for a break. And after the break, we continue with the Q&A too. Remember, Monday night Q&A is from 8 p.m. right until 10 p.m. Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you've just joined us, this is the live Q&A program. We are right here in Durban and Mufti Saab is in Lanesha. As we continue with the Q&A program, the very first question for this segment, Mufti Saab, please tell us about Harut and Marut.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before we come to Harut and Marut, the Hajj conference started yesterday day in Makkah and remember will continue today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So the reports coming from there is the Saudis, as usual, organize chaos. They themselves are ill-prepared. They can't give much information how the Nusuk will work for all the countries and so forth and so on. They say everything will be told to you in time and so forth. So this is what they do. They call a big conference, you see, and then people just go there because they know they'll have a jol of a time, a big party and all that, and meet the minister of Hajj or meet the deputy minister and meet this one. When the Saudis say we are ready for Hajj, you know what it means. It means that 2, 3, 5 of them just go in a helicopter past Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, and then they say, yes, we are ready. You'll hardly find anyone going on the ground and doing practical Hajj. You know, nothing like that. I got 3 questions for there, but no one will have the guts. None of the agents will have the guts. You must remember, none of the countries, unless it's like Iran or somebody, because they don't care, you see, because they know if they ban them again, there'll be bigger trouble for the Saudis. So you must remember, ask them, that what the hell are you guys putting urinals there in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah? I saw all this myself with my own eyes. Now imagine you're in Ihram, and you're in that state of consecration. You're wearing the special garb, the towels, and now you pick up your haram, your size, everything are exposed, and now you have to stand and urinate. Where's your Bill's brains? Straight in the urinals you are. You Najdis, Wahhabis, Kafir, Saudi government. You put all these things here. This is an affront and insult to the Hajis. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. You're supposed to tell the people to show respect, you must remember, to the symbols of Almighty Allah, and you go do all these things. You'll spend millions and billions of dollars, But those signs in Muzdalifah, daytime also you can't see it properly. It's fading away for past 20 years. I gave them a special letter, everything. They saluted me. They did nothing. All these, I raised these concerns that time already. And remember, so you must sort out all your signage there, you see. And third one, you must remember that people have to walk and walk and walk. What about the women who are pregnant, people who are old and sickly and so forth? They're not interested. They're only interested making Umrah and Hajj a money-making spinner. They want 50 million, 40 million people to come and perform Umrah and Hajj annually. So that is their whole aim. You should understand it. Sarkozy, the Harami, who was once upon a time the president of France, he just spent 3 weeks there in jail. Now he's released and now they're having an appeal and so forth and so on. And they in India, you must remember, still they don't know. I just looked at the latest news. They're still investigating and so forth and so on. Who is responsible for that? A Saudi doctor is in trial day in Germany. Christmas time, you see that. He saw these German guys in there. So he drove straight into them and he killed 6 people and they say 300 injured. So his trial started today there in Germany. So that is what is happening. So now you ask me about Harut or Marut. So let's give you the exact location. Quran Kareem states, you must remember, be Babila. Where's Babil? Babil is there, remember, in Iraq, Babylon. You heard? The Hanging Gardens of Babylon, one of the 7 wonders of the world. But these Americans, they are the biggest terrorists. They murdered and killed more than 1 million people in Iraq based on a lie. And they want to come speak about Hamas. They want to go speak about human rights. They want to speak about democracy. But they are the biggest murderers and terrorists and so forth. The only country in the history of humanity that used nuclear against a country that didn't have nuclear. Who was the one to bomb Hiroshima and Nagasaki and all these things? You Haramis. So don't come and tell us about your golden history and that. Why you can't teach your children there in America about your history, what happened in the south of America and so forth? How you used to hang the blacks and so forth and used to call 10,000 people, 5,000 people, see how we hanging them and so forth and start killing them, burning their toes till their whole body burns and so forth. What you think? We don't know your history. So you must, the Muslims are idiots, but not all of us. So you must remember that these Arabs are studious of yours. But we will name you, shame you, and nail you. Remember that. You cannot defend yourself. Therefore, you don't want to teach history in your own schools, even in America. So my point is this, that why I mentioned that, if you know, I went all these places, Iraq, Babil, all this, we passed there. So Babylon, when we're going to Karbala and all that. So you see Babylon, Babil. So they were the Hanging Gardens, and this is cultural genocide. The Americans bombed everything to pieces. If you know the libraries, you ulama and you students, Iraq had the best Islamic libraries in the world. The Makhtutat, Islamic tafsir, ahadith, fiqh, history, they had the best. These Haramis, they just hated Saddam Hussein. Because Saddam Hussein took over Kuwait. He just rightly took it off. He said that what the hell we must worry of America. Let me send, you understand, this oil in any currency. So once he said that, Americans say, and the Saudis gave them bases to shoot them and kill them. The same Wahhabis, Najdis. Their day will come very soon, inshallah. Jo karega wa barega. Remember that what you do, that it must come full circle back to haunt you. You must remember that. So anyway, let's go on with this. So now we speak about Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam. I'm explaining to you Harut wa Marut. And thereafter, he refurbished and renovated Masjid al-Aqsa, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. After that, he made du'as and cried and begged and petitioned Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Surah 38, verse 35, 23rd Supara, right? Rabbi ghafilli, Ya Allah, forgive me. But Anbiya, prophets and messengers are masoom. So why they say forgive me? To their rank gets elevated for their mistakes. They don't commit sin. Why they say Rabbi ghafilli, Ya Allah, forgive me? So ta'aliman lil ummah, to teach the people of the time also. Then wahab li mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Ya Allah, grant me such a magnificent kingdom that you will not grant such a kingdom to anybody after me. فَأَعْطَاهُ إِيَّا. Allah Jalla wa'ala granted him that. Open Sunan Nasai, Sahih Hadith, authentic Hadith. Now the Jutla'as, they all, see even Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, they don't say Prophet, they say King David, King David. Their whole thing works with money, you see that. So they don't like Sulaiman alayhi salam, but they say they like Dawood alayhi salam. But they don't like him as a prophet, they like him as a king. So Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, they made propaganda, hasbara, against him. They said he's running this whole kingdom with jadu, with witchcraft, and so forth and so on. Go read Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 102. So Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَا كَفَرَ Sulaiman. You must remember that he never committed kufr. So people today who dabble in witchcraft and jadu and sihr and magic and sorcery and so forth, according to Imam Malik and many, many other Sahaba, Tabi'in, you go right after the fall of Islam. So remember that, and our Muslims who go to Sangomas, and you go right after the fall of Islam, because you utter words and do actions that are totally un-Islamic. We need to be very circumspect and careful in this regard. So Allah Jalla wa'ala sent Harut wa Marut. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, everything is mu'jiza, is miracle, that is given to him with the decree of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. You Harut, Marut, go to Babylon and show the people that this is jadu, this is sihr, and it's got nothing to do with miracles. So that was the primary reason why Allah Ta'ala sent them there. Now people, you know, curiosity kills the cat. So they said, we want to learn the science, we want to learn this discipline. So Harut Marut told them, if you want to learn this, you will become non-Muslim. Innama nahnu fitnatun fala takfur. We are sent here as a trial to show you what is mu'jiza, what Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, prophets and messengers have. And what is this? This is magic and sorcery. I had one uncle. So they used to call him magician also, you see. So we were young, you know. We used to love it when he comes, so we meet him. So he knows that he's my uncle, I'm like his nephew, like, you know. So anyway, so I give you 2-3 things I saw with my own eyes. He tell me, bring the bottle. So we run and fill up the bottle. I got the bottle of water here. You see this bottle of water, Lukulo, Begalapa. So you must see here. So now this uncle, we fill it up. I'm not going to turn it, I'll mess the whole desk here. So he turns the whole thing around like this. No lid, not one drop of water comes out. In front of our eyes, we're all looking. You see that? In my hand, he put 20 cents there in my hand. He said, close it. So I close my hand. He said, close your eyes. So I close it. We're young, 19 years old. So like that, you see. He said, now we're wearing tie. You know, we go for a wedding or so. He make akhlan, akhlai, this, that, some stories, make us fools, like you see. Then he pulled that 20 cents out, 50 cents right from our tie. We opened the hands, there's nothing inside. Say, how? How did you? You see, this is all magic business. It's haram to do all these things here. One day, one God told him, you wasting time when what? Okay, Kuro cover magic door. He said, all right. He told him, hold your trouser tight. You understand? He held it tight, his whole trouser fell down. Lucky he had his underwear on, you see that? So he went to go learn all this, haram all this business. You must remember these kind of things there. So to learn magic and all that, not permissible, all haram in Islam.
To read Astaghfirullah as Isali Sawab for my marhumin parents.
100% for your parents, Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Our parents, all parents, Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus, provided that they passed away with Iman, Islam. The greatest gift and dua you can make for them, my son, my daughter, my student, read Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. Oh beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. You see that? So read that abundantly and istighfar for yourself and for your parents. Very good. Rabbi ghafilli waliwalidayya, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam's dua. You see that? Ya Allah Jalla Wala, forgive me and forgive my beloved parents as well. So as long as they passed away with Iman and Islam, we make dua for them. And that is enshrined in the noble Quran. Read Surah Nuh, chapter 71 and verse 28, the last verse in the 29th supara of this particular surah, chapter 71, verse 28. Rabbi ghafilli wali walidayya wali man dakhala baytiya mu'mina, whoever enters my house, ya Allah, with iman, walil mu'minina wal mu'minat, and all the believing men and all the believing women, forgive us all. We say, Allahumma ghfirli wa li walidayya wa li asatizati wa li mashayikhi wa li jami'il mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat innaka sami'un qareebun mujibud da'wat. So all that permissible, very good, but don't leave it to them. Say, ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah and muslimah. In dua we must not be bakhil, we must not be kanjus, we must not be makichus, we must not be a miser. In dua be very, very generous. Include everybody, the people you like or the people you don't like, and inshallah with your du'as, Allah will bring the friendship and enhance the unity as well, provided they are Muslim. So that is what we must remember and take cognizance of.
Is it permissible for a woman in Iddah to visit a sick relative or attend the funeral of a sick relative?
If a husband has passed away, then your iddat is 130 days, 130 days. Whether you look at the Islamic calendar, Gregorian calendar, the result will be the same from the time of death. If your husband divorced you and now you are in iddat, that waiting period and so forth, then chapter 2 verse, and they were the iddat for the wafat, for the death, surah 2 verse 2-3-4. Arba'ata ashhurin wa ashra. Arba'ata ashhurin wa ashra. And remember the iddat for talaq, chapter 2 verse 2-28. Thalathata quru. Hanafis and Hanbali say the iddat period for that lady, if she's not pregnant, will be 3 menses. And the Shafi'is Malik is say 3 periods of cleanliness. And if she's pregnant, then chapter 65 verse number 4, وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلُهُنَّ أَنْ يَضَعْنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ, whether it is iddat of wafat, of death or divorce, then it will be when she gives delivery and gives birth to a baby, then the iddat will finish. So when your husband passes away, you are given talaq, 3 talaq, whatever you, then for you, you can't wear new clothes, you can't wear jewelry, you can't apply henna, you can't be running around, I want to go hospital, I want to go shopping, I want to go here. Hospital meaning to go see this connection and that family, all that are not permissible, remember that. You must sit quietly in your house and so forth. So the people who are ill and sick, you make dua for them. The people who passed away, you make dua for them. You can't be going for all those things that you mentioned now in the question, totally haram, not permissible.
Is there any special amal for to read for success in a court case?
So read, we don't know who's guilty, who's not guilty. You know, everybody today, the people will tell you it's his fault, his fault. Therefore, me, I don't like to get involved in all these issues. People tell me my brother did this, my uncle did this, my sister did this, and so forth. I say, bye, this is a family feud. You're telling me your story. If I have to go ask the opposite party, they will tell me their story. So how can I pass a verdict and so forth? So go to your jamiyat, go to your local imams, local ulama, darulums, and all parties must be present, then we will know. So you now, you saying you are innocent and the opposite party is guilty. Now you got a sharpshoot lawyer, you see that? But Allah says that Shafshut, lawyer, barrister, procureur in Afrikaans. So remember, you committed rape. I'm just giving an example. So he can't go say that you must say, no, it was sexual assault. You committed homicide, premeditated murder. He said, no, we will say manslaughter. You see? So this gymnastics in semantics, play of words and all that is not permissible in Islam. And for the lawyer also to suggest that is not permissible. Quran Kareem warns such people and says, وَلَا تَكُلْ لِلْخَائِنِينَ خَصِيمًا, that you must not try and defend the person who is guilty and try and say, no, that he did this. You must say the true thing that happened. Go open Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verses number 105, wastaghfirullah, and verse 106. So chapter 4, 105, 106. So that's first thing. Second thing, if you feel that you are innocent and the other party is guilty, then read chapter 29, Surah Ankabut, verse 30, Rabbin surni alal qawm al mufsidin. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that you assist me against the mischief makers, troublemakers. In life, honesty is the best policy. Friday, I left here 11 o'clock, just me and my wife. So now Abdullah Awad Juhani is delivering the khutbah, reading Salat. Salat finished, I'm translating. Now I thought I'll make it to the garage there. I couldn't make it, so now I'm driving, so I saw a V. If I carry on straight, it's right. If I turn left, it's Vosloorus. So I don't want to go. So I found a nice parking there, so I stayed there. I got my hazard on, I got my safety belts on, everything, and I'm translating, you see. So I just look in the paper, my wife just wrote all the main points, like, you know, the key words. So their khutbahs are lullaby khutbahs, as it is. They put you to sleep. The main issues, they don't speak nothing of Aqsa, nothing of Masjid al-Aqsa or Palestine, nothing of Sudan, and just praise the king and the murtad bin shaitan and so forth. So my eyes were closed. My wife tapped me, see what's happening. So police guy came with a big van, blue van. They look at me, so I open the window. How are you, chief? Me, I'm giving an interview here on the radio. We pray for the people of South Africa. He smiled, you see, and everything. He said, look after yourself and give little bit this, and he went away. I could have lied, but what's the benefit of that? So nothing happened, you see. So you must bear out. Honesty is the best policy, remember that. So you must, you guilty, say I'm guilty, finish and clear. That is what Islam teaches us. But we will get this lawyer, senior counsel, queen's counsel, barrister, does that and all that. So we must know that we might get away in this world. Tomorrow what you will do in the court of Almighty Allah, Yawm al-Hisab. So if you are guilty, say you guilty. If you are innocent and you are sure, say Rabbin surni alal qawm al-mufsidin. You see that? So one time in Dao, story time, two stories quickly. One time, first time in my life, I went there to court. Osman Laki, you see, he's a big lawyer there. So he called me, he said, Mohsema is old man, I don't want, he must go, you go. You're the vice principal, deputy. I said, yeah, fine, I'll go. There's one student, you know, you get different types of students. So he stole there from pick and pay or game or whatever. So this was under the Boer still, you know, that apartheid and all that. So that time they were very strict also, you know. So then I went, you see, as the man in charge of the student there. And so I still remember his name, but we can't give the name now. He's married, he got children and all that. Mistakes, we all make mistakes. Now we know one of an angel here or something. So then that white guy, he looked at me, who are you? I said, no, he's studying in the institute and I am the deputy. He say that this lighting, this guy, he stole and so forth. So what you suggest? What must be the punishment for him? So I said that honorable judge or whatever, magistrate or whatever, she said. So I know I didn't use the word Lord and worship and all that nonsense. So I said that, you know, there are mitigating circumstances. That first time he committed this crime, so I suggest you give him just 6 cuts and then it's enough for him. So he agreed. He said, that's fine. We'll give him 6 cuts. They took him on the back and they made his backside properly hot for him. He couldn't sit after that for 1-2 hours. You see that? So you must remember these kind of things there. So that's the time I went to court. Allah make easy for you in Newcastle. A lot of rain there and all these things. Read for Allahu khairun hafidhu wa arhamu rahimin. Hafiz Wadi and you, Lukola, who's a sharp lawyer? So the father was a barrister, and India Council, Queen's Council. His son graduated and so forth. So he called the people, big party, big jalsa. So everybody went away. He went to his son. He said, son, you're a hopeless lawyer, man. He said, but father, you never even saw me in action in court. How can you tell me I'm so hopeless? He say, all the time I'm observing you, and I see your hands are in your own pocket. If you're a smart and sharp lawyer, your hands will be in other people's pocket. You see that? What the hell you doing with your hands in your pocket? Just now, tomorrow, maybe one lawyer will send me a letter also. We don't know, you know. So anyway, we don't say all, but we'll say majority, you see. That's how the world goes today. Allah protect us all this thing. Indeed.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to enter a raffle competition where you pay a fee to enter the raffle and you can win a car?
Totally haram. That's the exact definition of gambling. And I just gave you the ayat now, chapter 5, verses 1991. Once you pay money, so 1,000 people, 100,000 will pay, and that car is 500,000, 1,000,000. So you think you're going to win. Ash-shaytanu ya'idukumul faqra wa ya'murukum bil fahsha. Shaitan says, if you put money in the masjid with lilla box, or you give a poor person, you will get poor. Then that same shaitan tells you, wa ya'murukum bil fahsha, take that money and use it in haram things, raffle, gambling, women and fornication, adultery, alcohol, drugs, all these things here. You see that? So that's all satanic business, so absolutely haram and so forth. Once you put money, and then the people collect that money from everybody, and they will make 100,000 and they'll pay out 10,000. You know what I mean? So you must remember that. So they will make millions and they'll give you a car of 100,000, 200,000. So they are still scoring, you must remember. How much? 800,000, 700,000. So Islam said all haram this. Well, maysir. Why it's called maysir? That people want to sit on their laurels and think of hadi, and they want to make easy money. No working, just take a chance. Tatama chance, tatama million, you see. So that's why it's also absolutely haram, not permissible.
Well, that brings us now to the azan on Markaz Sahaba Online, Voice of the Ahlul Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, the Isha Azan. Please do follow the times for the azan for your region accordingly. We will continue the Q&A thereafter.